I'm Michael.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Emma.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Edward.
I'm Winnie.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Kitty.
I'm Icy.
I'm Pinky.
And this is Unicorn, you bitches.
And this is
Banana.
Long time no see, guys. Here's Banana Newsline. I'm Uni.
I'm Kitty.
And here's tonight's top stories.
In a district in Shanghai, neighbors have always heard a woman screaming, "No, don't," at night. Then one day, a man who lives there put up a poster on the woman's door saying, "You don't, I don't either." Well, I do not know why the woman screamed, but I'm sure that if she is Japanese, the man wouldn't be so mad.
Speaking of Japan, on March 23rd, according to a Japanese news, the country's Prime Minister Abe Shinzo will visit America for 8 days. Obviously, such a long visit is rare in history. But actually, I can totally understand both presidents. Because if I eat a market sushi last year, I'd like to spend a little vacation with Abe Shinzo too.
Now, here's an intercut news. Yesterday afternoon, Peking police were told that a suspected bomb was found in the Shunfeng Express puzzle. Well, I'm actually happy that the bomb has been disposed of, because if the bombers choose the EMS Express, we all may have to worry about our asses now.
A new report reveals that the average length of a man's penis in non-erectile state is, 36 inches. Well, it's 3.6, okay? I've read this report. You know what? A man can dream, right?
Intercut news again. Last morning, I woke up and found my Weibo is filled by news about a new relationship between two Korean idols. After their romantic date in London was highlighted, their intimate company said, they have been in love for a month, and they are meeting with great care. I'm not their fan, but what the hell does meeting with great care mean? I mean, will there be a couple meeting with great care in the same room of a luxury hotel on Earth?
Well, that's all for today's Banana Newsline. See you.
What do you think of feminism? I think one thing is important, that the feminism is a part of human rights. That is something that people often misunderstand because they think feminism is a topic about power, but actually it is a topic about rights. It is a quite long process, and from the very beginning it's concerned about the women's rights, their political rights, and essentially the rights concern their living and their life. Of course, we're talking about the Western feminism. I think the feminism, the situation in China is not so optimistic.
Why do you think that the situation of feminism in China is not so optimistic? Do you think that, as a woman, do you think that there is any obstacle as being a woman in China in terms of your seeking jobs or your pursuing your further education in China?
I think yes. And more obviously, I think the very problem is that I don't think it is a concept that's pretty well in China. And people talking about feminism and think, oh, that's a group of activists and often go extreme, but it is seldom the case.
So do you consider yourself as a feminism?
Actually, yes.
Do you think that feminism means men hating?
No, I don't think so. I think a man can be feminist because I said that the feminism is a part of human rights. So I think for men, that is something important because feminism is a concept that against patriarchy, and a man could be the victim of patriarchy.
Thank you.
Welcome to Banana Call In. I'm the only fabulous one, Unicorn. So today, you guys are really spend a lot of time helping with the craps like feminism. And like lately, many of our audience, they told us many stories like about these guy girls and girly guys. So here we want to share some with you. And now we have Darmy.
I'm Darmy. Hi everyone, welcome back to Banana. And it's very nice to see you after the vacation. Today, I'm the fabulous one with Unicorn here in Banana Calling. And I have a story for you. My doormate shared a story with me that in a school where the ratio between men and women is 7-1, and a boy just hanged himself in the dorm because his girlfriend left him.
Oh my god.
Yes, it's very hard to imagine in CUC because the boys here are so valuable.
Yeah.
So you can see boys sometimes are very vulnerable.
Yeah, they're fragile sometimes. Like I know many guys when they were in a relationship crisis, they would call their girlfriends saying, and cry, you know, cry and say, oh, why'd you leave me? I still love you. I love you so much. Why did you leave me? And the girls, they just really come and say, oh, sorry, I just don't love you and I want to dump you. Bye. Bang. Let's talk about some guys, some really soft, like a friend of mine. He's super strong, like Red Hawk, and he's on his campus basketball team. Last winter vacation, I went to his house for a sleepover, and when we were ready to sleep, like he just held his little kitty and say, good night, my baby, daddy loves you, you're my little kitty pie. I was like, oh my gosh, it's just, you know, really hard to imagine guys like him. He looks really like a gangster. That got really soft part and act like a little girl. This really hard to imagine. Just a boy caught up in dreams and fantasy. You know, like this always says this social assumption that guys should be the hero, should save the world, should support a family, but actually everyone got the soft part inside. So my reason for why I support feminism is because the feminism is a way to help them to have the courage to show the part. Like, because we are the same, girls and guys, male and female, it's the same.
Yeah, I think real feminism is not to say girls are much stronger than men, but they are equal, actually.
Yeah.
And there's no such a thing like exchange roles in the society that girls should do the men's part. They are just can do the same things.
We have to admit the difference between different genders.
Mm-hmm.
But the differences doesn't mean like we should be treated separately. Especially in the business world, like about the jobs. Sometimes guys don't have the, you know, as flexible the timetable as the girls. and they have to do all the tough works, but actually girls can do it too.
People always think that girls should be the one to balance work and the family.
Yeah.
And women should always care for the children, and men should be the one to bring the bread on the table for the family. But it actually brings a lot of extra pressure on the men.
Yeah, that's really hard for a guy to take. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you. Anyway, let's just say we should respect feminism because it just gives us a way to enjoy an equal life. It's nothing relevant to your gender, it's just you, a person, a human being.
So today, this is all for our Banana Calling. And if you have any interesting stories, or maybe you just want to contact us, please send message to our official WeChat account. Nana Hot Talk, no space, no capital letters.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Banana Hot Talk.
Welcome.
Yep, it's me, the world's most handsome and lovely guy. It's Edward. Oh, I miss you guys so much.
Haha. Wait, but am I included? We haven't seen each other for a long time, but you didn't even say hi to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dini. I was just too excited about coming back to the recording room and to meet our charming audience again. Hey ladies, I know how much you miss me.
Oh my god. Fine, I do miss our audience too, and especially after such a long vacation.
Oh yeah, speaking of the vacation, how was your winter vacation?
Oh, my vacation was sort of boring. I barely did anything. Oh, I went to the driving school and I got my driver's license.
Oh, really?
Yeah!
Okay, so another disaster on the road.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I mean that girls are all horrible drivers.
You were gender discrimination!
No, I'm just describing the truth, okay? You can go and see for yourself. Let's say, I'll give you an example. Let's say a man's driving on the road, mm-hmm. and if the guy in front of him hits the brake on, then the man's gonna be like, oh damn it, and now I have to like steer my wheel left to dodge the car, and he does so. But if a woman's driving on the road and the guy driving in front of him slams the brake on, then the woman's gonna be like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? Oh my god, I'm gonna crash on it, oh my god! And then bang.
Huh. Oh, why don't you watch your words? These days, feminism is pretty popular and many people claim that they are feminism.
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's stop this. I think we'd better ask someone else's opinion about feminism and gender discrimination as well. Then maybe we can figure out who was right.
Alright, whatever you say.
Okay, so it's time to meet our old friends again. Let's see who's with us today.
Hello everyone, long time no see. No matter how you spend your holiday, we finally meet again in Banana now. I'm Kitty, still loving you.
Hello, it's Icy, and I know that you must receive a lot of lucky money.
And since we're talking about feminism this week, and there's only one guy here and three girls of you, it's pretty unfair, so I invite a guest, which is, come on.
Oh, hey guys, this is Gordon, and I'm so happy to be here to be a guest today. So, before we start, I'm pretty curious, so what's your guys' first impression on feminism?
Actually, at first, I'm quite
for the feminism, because their goal sounds like very good, you know, and they said that they're trying to seek the equality between genders, and there are lots of gender discrimination in the society, like occupational and in education and politics and in abortion and lots of fields that there are some gender discrimination. But later I found that some of those feminists, they don't even know what is feminism.
Yes, actually I searched the internet before and get the definition here. Feminism is a collection of movements and ideologies that share a common goal: define, establish, and achieve equal political, economic, cultural, personal, and social rights for women.
Okay, so what about the sound from the girls?
I think the feminists are very brave to express their own ideas, but I think there are some differences between different feminists, because some are calling for the equality of sexes, but others are very radical.
Okay, thank you. And how about Kitty?
Actually, I'm not so interested about it. When I first heard the word, I was just a little girl. I can't really understand what it is, so I could only judge it by the literal sense. And I thought, it is just the opposite of sexism. I thought it is another extreme thought, what means only women is important in the society, so I have dismissed it.
So, do you guys have any idea of why there are more and more people want to be a feminist?
Yeah, like boys are getting more and more not like boys and giving the girls a chance.
Yeah.
What are you guys' opinions?
Well, I think maybe the goal of feminism sounds very attractive, and the goal of the feminism, in my point of view, is that they're trying to seek the equality between different genders, and you know, everyone wants to have the equal rights between each other, and I think this is a quite ideal situation for all the human beings, that we are equal. So I think more and more people, they claim that they are a feminist.
So those people want to have the equal rights for both men and women.
Exactly.
Okay. So how about IC?
I agree with him.
Soft.
Yes.
Well, actually, I have a pretty interesting thought, but it's just a thought, okay? Do you think it has something to do with that recently there are more and more gays and more and more lesbians? Because, you know, it's like, there's a lot of boys now, and they're like, oh, honey, can we take you to the movie tonight? And the girls are like, hey, darling, come on, we're gonna go.
Come on.
Yeah? So, do you think it has to do something with that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, what about?
For me, just because after this year's Spring Festival Gala, some feminists stood out and claimed that a culture inimical to women existed. Some of them even asked the gala to stop broadcasting. Then everyone began to discuss this issue, except me. Okay. Every morning I wake up and every night I go to bed, I could see lots of discussions about it in my Weibo, and so I just saw it and then I forgot it. That's all.
Okay. Then, do you guys think that women nowadays are actually playing more and more important roles in society?
Yeah.
Example. You can just say, yeah, that's all. Come on, example.
I think women leaders can be a good example. Do you have any idea that women are playing an important role in a parliament or something? Something you know.
Well, I think, at least in terms of politics, the women they have more and more rights in politics, and such as since 1893, and the women in New Zealand, they have the right to vote. But you know, I think that is a very huge process in terms of equality between different genders. And you know, in ancient Rome, and women they can't vote, and so I think that's a good example.
What about in other fields? Like, there used to be like hookers everywhere on the street, and now there are like more and more pimps.
I mean, maybe it is a kind of biography question. It's not about the social problem, you know.
Yeah, but
you know, so according to the evolution theory, that I think men or male animals, they're more dominant in terms of reproduction. I want to say more about sex.
All right, come on.
Go ahead.
Bring it out.
You know, I've heard some theories from some feminists that women, they should have more rights to enjoy the pleasure from sex. And it's unlike the past society, you know, in ancient times, and women in some special periods, they were regarded like some tools for reproduction or like some.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I went to Baidu Baike, and they said that in a lot of African countries, I didn't want to mention it, but you bring it up, all right? It said that in African countries, that to make sure that the girls, they keep their virginity, yeah, they sew their vagina up. In other like Arabia countries, a man can have many wives, but if a woman goes out and finds another man, she's gonna be like hit to dead with rocks. My point is saying that in those countries.
Hey, but I don't think feminism or gender issue is only about sex. I mean, it's all about everything in your life.
Yeah,
for example, in a workforce or in other situation. For example, I went to the driving school, but you think my being on the road is a disaster.
Well, don't you think that, because I didn't do any research, but I heard that according to some people's research, that I forgot how much, but there are much more accidents caused by women than men.
Really?
But yeah, but the exact number
is still unclear, right?
Right.
Since there's no data, I think you are just saying those words from your impression.
What Lini said has some thing that I want to say is that what she said is a kind of stereotype. You know, according to an official definition of gender discrimination is that judging people by their gender while gender is irrelevant. And I think whether a woman driver is more dangerous than a man driver, I think gender in this field is irrelevant. But in some people's mind, that it is relevant. So I think that is a kind of very typical stereotype of gender discrimination. And that is something that we are really should fighting for.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll think about it a little bit more then.
Haha.
Okay, but don't you guys think that there are actually something to base on to form our thoughts towards something? For example, we think that men drive better than women. That's because there's something behind that makes us think like that. Let's imagine what if, like, man and woman exchange roles in society. Can you guys imagine that?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, let's put into some specific issues, for example.
You mean the men and women totally change their roles?
Yeah, like.
Like
oh,
men,
but the mother is still gonna feed the baby, and that's not gonna change anything. Okay? Just
fine.
Society roles, like
military.
Like working mothers and house husbands.
Yeah, I think that is very common in some Western countries so far.
But not only that, they like a couple went out and they ran to a bunch of bullies, and someone comes out and say, "Hey, give me money." The man's gonna hide behind the woman and say, "Oh, what do you mean?" And the woman's gonna go, "Hey, what are you doing, man? Hey, get back."
Okay, so let's start doing some brainstorming.
Kitty and Icy, do you have any?
I just think of a funny sense that a man and a woman go to shopping and the woman says, "Hey, here's my credit card."
Wow.
Wow. I would like to find a girlfriend like that.
Pick an ideal girlfriend.
Yeah, but I don't even have one yet, so it's fine. I can choose or something.
Last 5 years, you still can't find a girlfriend.
Yeah, it's like you have one. Okay,
what about Kitty?
I think if we really change our roles, maybe our society will return to a matrilineal society. Maybe perhaps there is no more women parading in the street for our rights. But I think if it really happened one day, I swear men would do this one day. So I think no matter what we do, we will always have a problem about this topic. So I don't know how to say.
So actually, here's what I think. I think that feminism, they're actually, I don't think what they should be, pursuing is the equality in chances, but not in results.
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Yeah, so it's like, they can get the chance, they have the opportunity to do the things men does, but men, they have the advantage in certain fields, and women have theirs, so it doesn't mean that every girl has the same chance, like entering a certain company, let's say, but they have the same chance to fight for it.
Yeah, I think so.
In my opinion, it is a matter about how to choose your life. We girls, we women can fight for our rights. We can choose the life we want. Maybe not in such an extreme way. Maybe we can just choose something in our day life, like I want what kind of boyfriend or even a girlfriend. See, we can choose even to live a life without men. Yes. It is what I want, because I don't think I need a boyfriend in my life, in my future.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
yes.
Really cool.
But if all the girls think like that, what are men gonna do?
I think we can just have our happy in our life. We can.
Yeah.
I can live alone with my own happy, without a boyfriend to bother me. I need more freedom.
Yeah, that's really true. That girls can find their way to stay happy without a boyfriend or a husband that the society expected them to have.
Yeah, I agree with that point, but that doesn't mean that boyfriends are always constricting your freedom. Isn't that also a kind of gender discrimination?
Yeah, I think so. That's
wow.
A kind of gender discrimination.
Like Gordon, he may be a boy like that, but like me, I'm really kind and I'm really mild. And
so, that's why you still don't have a girlfriend so far.
And then why don't you have one?
Okay.
Let's back to our topic.
But as far as I know, more and more girls don't want to get married and give birth to children. What do you think of that?
As for me, I do think marriage is a good thing. And because I really enjoy the happiness of being in a family, and I can build up my own house or maybe buy my own with my husband. I really expect that kind of life. So I think everyone could have their own thoughts of marriage, especially for girls. They can choose to be single or married. So I think it's just kind of freedom.
Yeah, I guess I agree with you in that you can, girls have the right to choose to have or not have a boyfriend. But
well, I think the feeling of beloved, the feeling of you have someone that accompany with you, the feeling that there are someone that who will agree with you, who will support you at any situation and at any circumstances, that indeed means a lot. I think it's like your soulmate. You can share everything that in your life, no matter it's good or no matter it's bad, that you can share with him or her, that you can go out together and have a dinner. And the most importantly, I think, is the feeling of beloved. It's the feeling that you're not lonely anymore.
so moving. I totally agree with you on that.
Oh, really?
So, have you guys changed your thoughts?
No. No. For me, my family and my friends and my pets will totally instead of you guys, my boyfriend or my husband.
But don't you think that's actually kind of different? It's a part of life. It's like the affection between family members, it is warm. And friendship,
yeah.
It's also important, but love is totally different from that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, it's a part of life that shouldn't be missing.
Yeah, that, and I think love will make a person complete.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on this.
Okay, fine. Yeah, girls with us. What about Icy?
I think, of course, love is a good thing, and I agree that your boyfriend should be your soulmate.
Okay, for me, I will love someone, and I think love is important, but it doesn't mean I have to find a boyfriend or a husband in my life.
I think Katie's point is that if she finds a person, a man, who can give her the feeling that she's so impressed and she's so in love, and maybe she'll have a boyfriend.
Maybe.
But if the man can't provide her with that kind of feeling, she would rather stay single in her whole life. I think it's a good thought that our girls can choose. At least we have the choices that we can choose to be married or single.
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
that's the point with...
That's a big step forward.
Yeah, I think so. So I think that's what for feminism. It's an improvement in gender equality.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I guess that's what we got. Even though women and men may not be the same, but they all have the right to fight for their dreams, to choose the way of their life. They may not end up in the same place, but they can start in the same place.
Yes, I think girls and boys are different, and we admit that. But we shouldn't have prejudice on if a girl or a boy can do something better than the other side. And if a girl wants to do things she likes, I think she'll have the right to do it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I should have said, I believe you're going to be a disaster on the road.
Oh my god.
Anyway, that will be all of today's Banana Hot Talk. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。